Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, hey folks, are you as exhausted as I am regarding the Russian collusion lie that the Democrats foment day in and day out against our President Trump? The Russian collusion lie did not start until August 2016, after all the DNC emails were released, revealing their corruption and their hate for America. The Democratic Party required an election diversion, and this perfect diversion was the Russian collusion lie. The latest Democratic hype is about Donald Trump Jr.'s emails and a meeting with a Russian attorney June 2016, who did not work for Russia but has a Russian heritage. Supposedly, he received an email stating something like, "I can fix you up with a Russian lawyer who has got dirt on Hillary Clinton." According to the First Amendment, anyone has the right to obtain information. The meeting with several people lasted about 20 minutes. Nothing about Hillary Clinton, just about Russian adoptions, which is why she actually wanted the meeting. Natalia, her first name, declared to the media that she wasn't working for the Russian government or has never worked for the Russian administration. What is so intriguing? A special visa from former Attorney General Loretta Lynch was granted to this woman in 2016 because hers had expired, allowing her into the country as a lobbyist approved by Obama. And now, the latest discovery, she is a lobbyist for both parties, primarily the Democratic Party. As a smokescreen, the Democrats are yelling impeachment, treason, Russian collusion. Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's vice president, called it treasonous. Representative Cummings stated, "It's a sad day for our country." Well, yes, I say it's sad, all right. Sad because the Democratic Party will stop at nothing to nail anything on President Donald J. Trump. What was the crime? No laws were broken. Collusion is not illegal. There is nothing wrong with getting some negative information regarding your opposition during an election. This happens all the time in politics. Do we think the Clintons and the Democrats have never searched for tawdry information on their opponents? Are you kidding? They had a war room which only devoted resources to find dirt. How many government officials meet with people associated with the Russian government? The loss of grip on reality of the Democrats and liberal media is ridiculous. Hypocrisy. The Russian collusion lie narrative had nothing to do with Donald Trump winning, nothing to do with the election outcome. This is a giant distraction of the Democrats and liberal mainstream media to distract the president's agenda. The Democrats lost the election. Get over it. America is tired of this political insanity. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.